The Omaha Children's Museum has been a fixture on South 20th Street for decades of Metro Kids. I sat down with Andrew Mattson, VP of Marketing and Communication at OCM, to talk about the museum's past and future.
So the Omaha Children's Museum was founded in 1976. We actually started in the back of a station wagon, really promote and try to ignite that spark for learning that we have. And that's still our mission today.
Since those humble origins, the organization moved to their current home in 1989. However, the structure was originally a car dealership, so they've renovated often over the years, and OCM always knew their forever home could be somewhere else. Now they're setting their sights on building a new children's museum along the riverfront.
The announcement that we made in October, we are working in the fundraising phase to build a new building that'll be on 8th and Douglas. And so it will be a purpose-built building for us, being designed by an architecture firm out of New York in Sweden named Snoetta. They worked on actually the Joslyn expansion. And so they've been just an absolute delight to work with.
But fear not, parents. The museum won't close anytime soon, as the official opening date for the new building has yet to be set. And the spring of 2025 at OCM has some fabulous exhibits for families in the familiar space.
But opening later this month, we will have our Forever Forest exhibit coming back. And so that's actually a popular exhibit that we've had a few times in the museum. But it's also one that we send around the country for rentals typically. And so we're bringing it back. And then we're actually extending our Power Up exhibit upstairs, kind of filling the void that we've had coming out of the pandemic, where children who were born or were young, very young in that time period, they're not having, you know, not having the same building blocks of how to, you know, eat a square meal or how to get outside and play for 60 minutes. And so it's an 8-bit themed. It's been unbelievably popular, and we're extending that until mid-April because of that popularity. And if, you know, the bubble dance party every 10 minutes is an absolute hoot. So definitely, if you're able to come in and see that, it's a blast watching the kids. Kids love bubbles. And I mean, honestly, I'm drawn to them too, so.
But looking towards the future, the Children's Museum has surveyed the community and created renderings, and they are in the fundraising phase for their new home near the riverfront's skate ribbon.
So right now, anybody who's interested in learning more about the new building and the project that we're working on with that, they can actually go to our website for that project, which is ocmriverfront.org. And that has news and updates and information, and you can actually sign up to get updates.
The Omaha Children's Museum says the Luminarium is looking forward to being their neighbor, as the two orgs have a collective vision to partner rather than compete.
Collectively, we've made it a partnership where we want to work together and, you know, just, you know, lift all boats, right?
Mattson hopes this spirit of collaboration makes the riverfront a destination for curiosity, learning, and play, so that on our little slice of the Missouri, rising tides really do lift all boats, and maybe some bubbles, too. For the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Hannah Clark.